This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Heavy snowfall Saturday left thousands of Xcel Energy customers in the dark. The company said hundreds of employees worked round the clock to try to restore power to homes, as more than 200,000 customers were without service at one point. As of this morning, more than 25,000 Xcel customers are still without power. The storm also damaged trees and power lines across the state. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is trying to get people into stable homes as homelessness rises. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Denver just wrapped up the second round of its housing surge. That's what the mayor calls his 100-day plan to find homes for 400 households of people experiencing homelessness. Both rounds, the city missed its goal by a few dozen households. This time, it gave keys to 359 households made up of nearly 600 people. Funding comes from federal COVID relief money and the city's Homelessness Resolution Fund. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A new shuttle service in downtown Colorado Springs starts making the rounds today. The free buses are run by Mountain Metropolitan Transit and will run along Tejon Street, connecting Colorado College, Widener Field, and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. Pickups come every 7 to 10 minutes, depending on the time and day. A little bit warmer around Denver today, highs in the 50s with more rain possible for the next few days. This is CPR.